Make us a favorite button on your browser.
It's sending a transmission of some kind.
TalkZone.com, your first choice for talk on the internet. Now let's return to Pageant Talk Radio on TalkZone.com. Once again, here's your host, Valerie Hayes.
Hello, and welcome back to the show. Well, this weekend, my family and I went to see the new Harry Potter movie. We've actually seen all of the Harry Potter movies. I've never read the books, but we've seen all of the movies, some of which we have on DVD here, and we've seen them over and over again. We can quote lines from the Harry Potter movie and the whole thing. We love to see the new Harry Potter movies, so we went this weekend as a family, and I can tell you that I totally pigged out on junk food. I had hamburger fries, milk duds, and popcorn. That's more junk food than I've had in a month, and I really enjoyed the movie. It's always fun to have a little movie outing with the family and eat restricted foods. Yum. But what I noticed about the movie, as in all of the Harry Potter movies, is if you listen really closely and you watch really closely, they're talking about some important skills, important life skills, and some important skills that you can take to heart as a pageant contestant. And I don't want to give away what happened in this issue of the movie, in case you haven't already seen it. But generally speaking, Harry is being mentored by Professor Dumbledore. He's the head of Hogwarts School of Wizardry, where they all learn to be a wizard. And Harry is being mentored by him. And at one point in the movie, Professor Dumbledore encourages him to listen to his mentor, to listen to his coach, to not do what he thinks is a good idea, but to trust that his mentor sees something that he doesn't, and to act in accordance with that level of trust. And sometimes I have to tell you, you have to trust your pageant coach. There are a lot of fabulous pageant coaches out there. I encourage you to ask your coaches after a pageant for feedback and get information about their view as to how they think you did. I know that I always talk to my pageant coaching students, my private coaching students after a pageant, to talk about what really worked well for us and what we needed to work on for our next pageant outing. So it's important to really trust your pageant coach. Sometimes your pageant coach is going to ask you to take a step out of your box, take a step out of your comfort zone and try something new, whether it's a different workout routine. Maybe your coach feels that the personal trainer you're working with is just not really seeing it. It might be a different direction for your wardrobe. They might be asking you to change to a different pageant hair and makeup artist because they're seeing that it's just not working for you as a whole. Sometimes you really need to listen to your mentor and trust them that they have your best interest at heart. So if you see the Harry Potter movie, watch for that where Professor Dumbledore is encouraging him to just trust him and know that that's a learning point for you as a pageant contestant. All right, well, now it's time for our email questions. Our first question comes to us from Maria. She says, let me begin by thanking you for your amazing newsletters. They're everything a pageant girl needs to uplift her spirit and self-esteem and extremely informative. I've taken very good care of my health and losing weight and toning up. I've worked up on my skin complexion and up to date with current events. Well, good for you, Maria. But just one problem, my height. I'm going to train with a pageant coach in India. I'm from California, but I was born and raised in India, and it's always been my dream to go for Miss India. And my coach told me my height could be a problem, even though my coach considers me one of the most beautiful face-wise. I'm approximately 5'6", and my coach thinks it's too short for officials to accept. Yet no matter what anyone says, I can't let this dream go, not since I was a little girl. I'm very positive, and I'm wondering, what is your opinion of my height? Well, Maria, to be quite honest with you, height has advantages and disadvantages, whether you're a petite contestant of average height or a tall contestant. When you're a tall contestant, you look great on stage, you've got a long, lean line, and you can hide a little extra weight when you're tall. When you're petite, it's a different challenge. When you're petite, you're going to want to look for gowns that really elongate you and give a visually longer appearance on stage. You probably don't want to go with a slit. You probably want to wear a column gown. You probably want to wear the Cipiani 5-inch heels, which are the best 5-inch heels in pageantry. You can get those by clicking on the Cipiani link on our show page. It's the 5-inch Bella heel. But what's really, really the most challenging aspect of being a petite contestant is your body has to be in near perfect shape. You know how it is, Maria. When you're carrying 1 or 2 extra pounds on a petite frame, it's the equivalent of a tall girl carrying 5 or 10 pounds. So the biggest challenge with petite contestants is wardrobing to visually create that illusion of height and stage presence, and also making sure that your body is in perfect perfect. Beyond that, Maria, I would encourage you to just be confident. We all know that petite girls win titles that they are supposedly not supposed to win. Tara O'Connor, Miss USA, a former Miss USA, was, as we all know, petite. I think she listed her height as 5'7". I'm not buying that for a minute. But she certainly carried her confidence. Her body was in perfect shape, and she wardrobed herself to visually create that illusion of height, Maria. I think if you take those lessons to heart, you're going to do just as well at your pageant, and you and your coach are going to be excited as you win Miss India, and we'll look forward to your success. Please keep us posted. Our next question comes to us from Anne. Anne asks, is there standard protocol for a pageant director with regard to handling scores once the judges have completed their score sheet? Should a pageant director sit with the tabulator and actually be involved with the scores prior to crowning? Also, this was a statewide pageant with three judges, only two of which were MAO certified. Please share your thoughts. Well, Anne, I do think that it is not standard protocol for a pageant director to sit at the tabulator's score and assist with scores in tabulating in any way prior to the crowning. Typically what happens is the pageant director is being asked to interpret a rule. Perhaps there's a tie and they're asking how they should break the tie. They're having a question about how certain categories should be weighted. And typically the pageant director is sitting there to answer a question. Unfortunately, it gives the illusion or the appearance that the pageant director is in some way manipulating the scores. I'm not an idiot, Anne. I do know that pageant score manipulation does happen, but I have to tell you quite honestly, it's probably in about 1% of the pageant. I'm assuming that your pageant director was called over to answer a question about the scores, but this is a note to pageant directors that anytime you approach the tabulators or auditors table, they're going to really question what you're doing there. Also, her question was whether or not there were three judges, only two of which were MAO certified. Well, I assume that this is not an MAO pageant, Anne, because for an MAO pageant, for a state pageant, there have to be a minimum of five judges, and your email indicates that there were only three. Plus which, I did call the National MAO office to confirm that, by the way, minimum of five judges at a state pageant. MAO, the Miss America organization, does not actually certify judges. There is no certification process at the national level. The national office does not provide a certification program. There may be a judge's orientation that a state or local pageant director coordinates, but there is not anything that Miss America organization is doing on a national level. Since we know that this was not a state level MAO pageant because there were only three judges, it's probably not relevant whether the judges had been to a state at Miss America organization, judges orientation. I'm sure, Anne, that you're just looking for the best for your pageant, and I encourage you to look for pageants that do seem to have ethics in judging, that you do agree with the qualifications of the judges. And for pageant directors, note to self, if you're seen anywhere in the vicinity of talking to the judges or talking to the tabulator or the auditor, if you approach that table where the scoring is actually taking place, the judge's table, or if you approach the auditor or tabulator table, people in the audience are going to assume, just because this is what people do, they're going to assume that you're manipulating the score. And so if you want to avoid that kind of feedback or that kind of concern expressed by your contestants and your audience, it's wise for you to avoid the judging station and the auditor or tabulator station while the pageant is going on. Well, thanks so much for your questions, everyone. I think that's it for this week's show. As a matter of fact, it is. Remember to keep your emails coming about the shows you love and the shows you'd like us to do. We love to hear from listeners just like you. Next week, I'll be talking with two of the new Belize Latina queens about this year's pageant and what they have planned for the next 12 months. It was a fabulous pageant. Remember to get notice of all my guests. Sign up for my newsletter at www.valeriehayes.com. Thanks so much for listening, and make this week a pageant fab week.
Tired of wearing shoes that look great but hurt your feet? Are you spending hours and hours shopping around for comfort, style, and stability in a pageant shoe? Former Miss America Cheryl Pruitt Salem has a line of pageant footwear that you have to wear to believe. Whether you're looking for something special for prom or a fantastic shoe to compete in, Cheryl's winning shoe collection stands out from the rest. You can wear them all day and you'll look great too. Visit www.cpannie.com today to check out this amazing selection of high quality, handmade competition footwear. That's cpannie.com. Do you love pageants but feel like there just isn't a positive place on the internet to connect with others? MyPageantPlace.com is the place to visit on the web for all things related to pageant competition. We welcome anyone with an interest in pageantry, whether you're a contestant, family member, director, vendor, or pageant fan. Your free membership allows you to connect with state, national, and international directors, as well as coaches, makeup artists, and more. Plus, you'll enjoy special discounts available only to our members. Visit mypageantplace.com today and enjoy the positive side of pageantry.
Hi, this is Valerie Hayes, and I want to let you in on a secret. I've just released an audio CD of my Mastering the Pageant Interview Teleseminar, and I'm making it available to listeners of the show. The CD includes 3 audio files plus transcripts for easy reference. You'll learn how to spot and handle trick questions, the correct length of an interview answer, 3 tips for closing an answer when you're struggling, my easy technique for answering controversial questions, 2 secrets for winning the onstage interview, plus much, much more. Just pop the audio CD in your computer and listen, or download the files to your iPod. What could be more convenient? But the best thing about my new Mastering the Pageant Interview audio CD is the low price of only $99.95. I want you to know that as soon as the audio CD is posted on the website and available to the general public, the price is going to go up. To get yours, just click on the Mastering the Pageant Interview graphic on the Pageant Talk Radio show page and order yours today so you can be pageant fab at your next pageant.